Austria's president has welcomed the resignation of Chancellor Sebastian Kurz and demanded that the country's politicians work hard to restore voters' trust after several days of drama that brought the government to the brink of collapse. President Alexander Van der Bellen said he will swear in Alexander Schallenberg, currently Austria's foreign minister, as chancellor later on Monday. Kurz announced his resignation on Saturday after prosecutors announced he is one of the targets of an investigation of suspected bribery and breach of trust. Kurz and his close associates are accused of trying to secure his rise to the leadership of his party and the country with the help of manipulated polls and friendly media reports financed with public money. Kurz became the leader of his Austrian People's Party and then chancellor in 2017. Government forces have detained at least 500 people in a sweeping crackdown in Indian-controlled Kashmir, according to local officials on Sunday. This follows a string of suspected militant attacks and targeted killings in the disputed region. Assailants fatally shot three Hindus and a Sikh person in the region's main city of Srinagar this week in a sudden rise in violence against civilians that both pro- and anti-India Kashmiri politicians widely condemned. Local police blamed the spate of killings on militants fighting against Indian rule in the region for decades. Officials said they had detained in the last 3 days more than 500 people across the Kashmir Valley for questioning. And Abdul Qadir Khan, celebrated as the father of Pakistan's nuclear weapons program, but accused of smuggling technology to Iran, North Korea, and Libya, has died. He died Sunday at age 85. The nuclear scientist, who spent the last years of his life under heavy guard, passed away in the capital, Islamabad, where he had recently been hospitalized with COVID-19.